Welcome to Afyomi Yerushalmi, your sponsor in the schus of the return of all the hostages in the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Psachim Daf Samechei in the Oizvador edition. We're starting the Samech Dalim Ubeis, two lines below the Mishnah. So we just started the Gemara. The Gemara brought a machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Can one eat the Gidim Harakim? Gidim are the sinews. The soft sinews, are they considered to be like meat and one can be Yotze Pesach with it or not? Rabbi Yochanan says, Nim Nimale, meaning one can appoint himself to eat the sinews. And Rish Lakish says, no, Ein Nim Nimaleim, they're not considered to be like meat. So the Gemara of Yaakov Barachov B'Shur of Zoi, Ro Maglev HaShitose De Rabbi Yochanan, Maglev HaShitose De Rishim Lakish. Lechor, we find a contradiction between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, as the Gemara explains. The Ispalgon, they argued, Tanin Tamon, we learned over there, Eilu Shir Riseyem Kepsoron, which means the meat of an animal or human being, as we'll see in a moment, causes tumah. What about the skin? So the following list, the skin is like meat, it's considered to be like meat. What is it? Or ha'odom, the skin of a human. For chazir shel yishuv, in the skin of a domestic pig. Or shel chazir bar, also the skin of a wild pig. Or chateres gamal arako, or the skin of the hump of the soft camel. Or a roi shel agarach, the skin of the head of a young calf. Or beis aprosos, the skin on the hooves. Or beis aboishes, is the skin, boisa makam of the female animal. Thor asholil, the skin of the fetus. Thor shetachas alyo, and the skin below the tail. Thor anoko veakoyach veleto veachoymet. The last four that we mentioned is one of the shmoina shvatzim. There's eight shvatzim, eight of creatures that crawl on the ground, the Torah refers to. Out of the eight, the four that we mentioned, the skin has a din like meat, which means it causes tumor. Rabbi Doimer Lato Kechuldo. He comes to argue one of them, it says Lato is like Chuldo, and in both cases, the skin is not like the meat. And if he processed these skins, turned into hide, or he walked in them and made them ready to be hide, to then they're not considered part of the meat anymore, they're processed. Chutz mi'or ha'odom, except for the skin of ha'odom, which always brings tumo, as Reb Chaim points out, he brings the Gemara in the Bavli, it tells us, it was a gzeir derabonon, that the people should not, chalila, use the skin of their parents. Continues the Gemara, Samechei Amudav, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Oimer, Shmoina Shrotzim Yesh Lahem Oiris, says all eight Shrotzim, they have skin, which means the skin is not part of the meat. And now, like we mentioned before, that the previous Mandarma said, that four of the Shrotzim, their skin is not part, it is part of the meat. And this was a quote of a Mishnah in Chulin. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, Lashonu le'isur v'letumo. The whole discussion regarding isur tumo, does the skins, do they cause, or is it usur to eat them, do they cause tumo? Avalilko is to get malchus, or hu ve'ein loikim olam shu nevelo. It's for sure not considered to be part of the nevelo, part of the body of the nevelo for malchus. I mean, the skin is not meat. It's maybe usur, it causes tumo, it's a din derabanon, but it doesn't have a din of meat to get it in malchus. Says Rish Lakish, no, Rabbi did not differentiate. He said Eilu Shir Riseyem Kepsorim means completely like Psorim. Means that the skin does have a din of meat even for Malkus. So says the Gemara, and now we're going to use the gears of Rab Chaim. Machlef Hashitos Adi Rabbi Yochanan L'chur Yavas Tiru Rabbi Yochanan Tamanu Avid LaBosor V'Kai Lo Avid LaBosor. By the skins, he says, the skin is not like meat. Meat is only meat. And here by Pesach, he said that the sinews are also considered to be meat, meaning you don't have to have meat specifically in order to be Yotze Korban Pesach. On my view, the Barpazi Shani Tamonshu, or there is difficult to talk about skin, the horse soy for the actress, or his tendency is to become hard, and therefore it's not part of the meat. So American holds that even things that are not meat can join the meat, like the sinews, except skin, but skin will become hard. Says the Gemara, Kol Shekhin Machlef HaShitosa De B'Shim Lakish. Now that you said that, so I have a bigger question on Rish Lakish. Ma in Tamon, if there, Shesoyvu L'Akshus, that this skin is going to become hard, who have the Bosa, is it still considered to be Basar, and one gets Malkus when he becomes Tomit from it, can't change Soyvu L'Akshus here, but the sinews is always going to be soft, like Kol Shekhin, why does Rish Lakish say that one cannot be Nimna on Korban Pesach to eat the sinews? Omar, Avoy in Tamon De B'Shim Lakish, V'Ochus HaBasar V'Lo Gidim. It's exeros akasa. You have to eat meat and not give him. Yes, he does consider to be other parts of the animal to be good enough like meat for achila. But now when it says clearly basar, the Torah says basar, basar v'lo gidim to exclude the sinews. Rabbanon the Kisrin Amrin, Rabbanon Kisrin quoted Rabbi Chiya Rabbeisi. He brought two mandarmen, chad michlof v'chad kaden tanya. One changes the girsa. And it says that Rabbi Yochanan said that the sinews are not kosher for Pesach. And Rosh Lakish is the one who said it is kosher. The one who changes the girsa, he doesn't have the question. Because the question was that it seems they're contradicting each other. And if you say the other girsa, you say the opposite girsa, there's no question. Continues the Gemara of Kamei Yishbur, how much one has to break a bone in order to be chayav on Shvias Etzim, which is a issa to do in Korban Pesach. Even a small crack in the bone, that if a person puts his finger through the bone, it'll get stuck in that crack. Even that small hole is already an iser. Both of them said, like you just said. It needs to be a tziporin, the nail. If you put the nail through the bone, if there's a crack, it will hit the crack. Mandom ayad koshka tziporin. One who says yad koshka tziporin, because tziporin is harder. Mandom tziporin of yad loy. Meaning there's small cracks that will disturb the finger from going through it, but not the nail, because the nail is harder and it absorbs more of holes in the bone. So it's a machlekes, how much of a crack is a problem in the etzem? The one who says yad says even a smaller crack. Rabbi Yochanan Shimon and Lakish Tavei Nami, they both said, lo oilo min echayiv, it's not chayiv, it's yishbur etzem. He needs to break, in order to be chayav and to get malchus, he needs to break a bone that has on it meat, but not any part of the bone, only the part that there's meat there at that moment. So he brought a question. According to this, the only way to be chayav and shvira etzim, it's only if he takes a stone and throws it on the etzim and breaks it. Why? Because if he takes a knife and cuts the meat and reaches the bone, once he reaches the bone, there's no meat there. The only answer is to cut under the meat. But if I'm cutting the meat, there's no meat. So it has to be that he took a stone, threw it on the entire piece, which has meat and bone together, and broke the bone. That would be the only way to be chayav and shvias etzem. Continues the Gemara darshaning etzem, the chayav called etzem etzem. It doesn't say atzom is loshon rabim. It says etzem loshon yochid, singular form. Tell me it's chayav for each bone. This is only if it was one asra. So the Torah tells you, it's still chayav, even though he broke multiple bones in one asra. It was two separate asras, they warned him twice. In that case, even he took one bone and broke it twice. He broke one, they gave him a warning, he broke one. Then they gave him another warning, he broke that same bone again, it will be chayav too. In our Mishnah we learned that ashoivir betame, someone who breaks a bone, and Pesach, which is Tameh, is not Chayav. So if you remember, asked, Leis Ado Pligal of Shimon Mishlokish, doesn't our Mishnah argue in Mishlokish? The Mishlokish of Shimon Mishlokish, Omaeta Shemel Abosom Mutal Shavri. Mishlokish says, if there's no meat on the bone, you're allowed to break it. Here, if it's Tameh, it's considered to be like there's no meat. And it says, it's not like it. Masha, it's also to do it. Now that it's Mutter to break it. Says the one that Samachem would base, Lo Yoma, Shelo Yilke, Hale Eser Oser. Mishlokish never said that you're allowed to break it. Shlokish just said that you don't get malchus if there's no meat, if you can't eat the meat. But it's still also to break it. Continues the Gemara quoting the Mishnah, if he does noiser in tar, or he breaks the tame, he doesn't get malchus. We're talking about a carbon that was tame to begin with. But if it was tar and then became tame, it's like because it started b'taharo, the issue of shvira etzem already started, and now let her break the bones. According to Rish Lakish, if you have no meat, you have no problem to break the bones. So he's asking the following question. This is the question the Gemara said before. The Gemara repeats that question. What's the question? You have the bones, the sinews on the leftover meat. You burn them in the 16. Why? Why don't you break the bone in order to take out the moya, take out the marrow from the bone? Mipnei moyach. Answers the Gemara, because of the marrow. Meaning, the reason why I can't break the bone is because it has meat in it. The meat is just inside the bone, not outside the bone. Anytime you have a bone, either inside or outside, you're not allowed to break it. So this question, as Reb Chaim explains, goes in the next Mishnah, referring to an Aver that went outside of the Mechitza, went outside of Yerushalayim. And it says over there, you're not allowed to break the bone. That's what the Mishnah is going to say, as we'll see in a moment. Master, any bone, because we're talking about all the bones. Master, even a bone doesn't have marrow inside. And the Mishnah says, you peel the meat, but you don't break the bone. You have to go to a place where the bone ends. Why don't you break the bone? Once there's no meat, you should be able to break the bone. And it says, we're afraid if you break the bone, it's going to crack also underneath the area that has meat. So that's why, because we're talking here that the bones are connected. If you break one bone, then it doesn't have meat in it. It may affect the bone. It does have meat in it. That's why I said don't break the bone at all. Halacha Yubei Zog the Mishnah. Eiver Shiyotzu Mikzos. That's what we mentioned before. You have a limb that went out of Yerushalayim. Choytechat Shemagia Le'etzen. He cuts the meat until he reaches the bone. V'koylef. And then he peels the meat in the area where he reached. At Shemagia Le'perek. Until he reaches the place where the two bones connect to each other. V'choytech. And he cuts over there. So meaning, when he cuts the meat, he cuts exactly the place where it went out. Any meat that he cuts from the area that went out gets burned. Any meat which is on the other side, it is kosher. Then you get to the bottom, you get to the bone. You can't cut the bone. Why can't you cut the bone? Because you have a Yisur Shvei Asetzah, as we said before. So now he peels the meat which is kosher, which is inside. He peels, he gets closer to where the bone ends, to the area where the bone meets the next bone, and then he cuts that bone and is able to get rid of the bone. That's only Korban Pesach. U'b'mukdashim b'adar kodshim, koytes b'koyfitz, he just cuts with a knife. Shein b'em shvei atzeset. There's no Yisur Shvei Atzeset and other korbanos except Pesach. Now the Mishnah explained to us what is considered to be the yotze. Where is the outside of Yerushalayim? Mina agav v'lifnim. The agav is where the door closes. Once you shut the door in the gate, there's a big gate. The gate is wide walls. Inside there is an actual door. The door closes, that's called the agav. From the door inward, kelifnim, he has it in the inside of Yerushalayim. Mina gafel lechutz, kelechutz, from the door outward, it's considered to be outside. The Mishnah does not address, what about the door itself, the actual agav. Hachaloynes hoi v'achoyim kelifnim. The walls of Yerushalayim and the windows of Yerushalayim, that's all considered to be part of the inside. Only the gates to go into Yerushalayim, there you have a separation from before the door and to inside the door. Says the Gemara of Simon Reb Shua ben Levi b'Shiram Pedoyo, Hapigul ve'anoyser mitztarfin letameh sa'adayim. It's like Zerud Rabbanon, the pigul, which means a koyin, who shech the carbon, and he had in his mind something wrong about the carbon. It makes the basar pigul. Noyser, or leftover meat, they cause tuma. Cause tuma sa'adayim. Anybody touches his hands become tameh. Now, if you have only half a portion of pigul and half a portion of noyser, they join together to cause tuma. Until what size? The oinish of tumah, which is kazais. So if you have half a kazais of noisur, half a kazais of pigul, they join together. Maoshei fostu b'tumah. Meaning we said that they cause tumah to the hands. Do they cause tumah to tumah as well? They make the tumah tome? Kal v'choymer. Im itami sa'adayin l'vso b'tumah. If it's caused the hands to be tome, which what's the reason of the hands to be tome? Because it touches tumah and will make the tumah tome. Him atzol l'koshikans, of course, will make the tumah directly tome. So the Gemara handed Yoytze Ma'at of it. So we spoke about Pigul, we spoke about Noiser. What about Yoytze? If you have meat that left the area, either be Samingdash or Yerushalayim, depends on the meat, does it cost Tumah or not? Metame Sa'adayim or Inner Metame Sa'adayim? So the Gemara after the Sabbath Chavon with Aleph. In Tamar and Yoytze Metame Sa'adayim, if Yoytze does cause Tumah Sa'adayim, so then Pigul the Noiser ain't non poisam mitrumo. So you must say the point Pigul the Noiser, the cost Tumah only to the hands and not to the Trumah. And we'll see in a moment why. But in Tamar, Pigul v'noisar, using the Gersa of Rav Chaim, poisim b'truma, if they do poisim b'truma, hayin yoisid lo yigozo olav klum, that means the meat to the left does not have any tumor. Why? To lo yken yitam et tzadachitzu et tzadaprimi. This goes back to our Mishnah. Because in our Mishnah, we spoke about a limb that went out. We say you cut the meat, you cut it, and whatever is out burns, whatever is inside is okay. Why? The part which is inside touch the part which is outside. And if the part which is outside the yotze has tumah, it will be metame the inside part. So Bishma, if you tell me that it doesn't cause any psul for tumah, tumah and kachim are equivalent in this case. So it doesn't cause tumah for the basar. So then I understand. But if you tell me it does cause tumah for the basar, so why isn't the yotze causing tumah? Elamai has to tell me the tumah is only on pigul and noiser, but not for yotze. Not for something that left out of the place. So the Gemara is depending these two things together. If Yaitz is Tameh, so it's equivalent to Pigul and Noiser. And if it's Tameh, Tumah, that causes Truma to be Tameh, so our Mishnah doesn't work. So one of two options. Either you tell me the Yaitz is not Tameh, or you tell me they're all Tameh, but only Tumah Sedai, not Tumah Truma. Meaning the tumor over here is not a tumor that one meat came and touched another meat. The meat touched it because they're connected. They're connected inside. They have a natural connection. It's not that one touched the other, it's one piece. One piece to one side to metam the other is called tumas besa story. Besa story means a connection which is an interior connection. It's not an exterior connection. You don't actually see any connection on the outside. You don't see one piece touching the other. So only Rameir holds a tumas based story and is metame. So mean according to Rabbanan, there's no question. So the more no, but loy kelo ma'abi yuchanan kol advoyim teorim berubon kivan shechitach rubon lav keporshu. But then Rabbi Yuchanan teaches us that once you cut the majority of a piece, it's considered to be completely disconnected. So here the Mishnah told us that he's cutting most of the meat. So most of the meat he cut is even the minority that's still connected is considered to be cut as well. So it's not tumas based storim. It's an actual chibur because it's considered to be disconnected and they're still touching each other. So if so, v'yeki megi boy v'yepasul should be considered to be touching or make a pasul even according to Rabbanan. When the Mishnah says that he cuts the majority of the meat, he doesn't do it in one shot because then you're right, there'll be a problem over here. He cuts his small pieces, a small piece of meat, and throws it out. Small piece of meat, he throws it out. And always the majority of the meat stays connected. Always the majority of what's left is connected. So because it's connected, it's considered to be a maga based storim, a connection which is interior, not exterior. And according to Rabbanan, it's not considered to be a maga. That's why, even though it's touching the yoytze, it doesn't become tame, even though maybe yoytze is tame, and it's even metame the meat, but not in this case, which is only an interior connection. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Pesachim Daf Samechei.